T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. If you had a problem with the air quality yesterday, today's not going to be a lot better at first, but there is some relief in the works. Dean DeVore, you did give us a heads up yesterday about this, but it turned out to be a little thicker than I was expecting and smokier.
Yeah, it did. It really did translate more down to the surface than I think we initially thought, and it was pretty awful yesterday. And then the air quality alerts got posted by midday yesterday. They have discontinued those alerts, but the air quality is still poor this morning. And we're going to start with some hazy sun at times. We're also seeing a couple of spotty flared showers popping up in some places. Saw a couple on Long Island here already this morning. The big event, though, is like you said just a minute or two ago, some big thunderstorms are going to move through this afternoon. It's going to erase this heat, humidity, and the poor air quality, but it will produce the potential for damaging winds, some hail, and some flooding downpours for the afternoon and early evening commute. Then it's clearing out and getting more comfortable by the hour overnight. Gorgeous day tomorrow, maybe a little unsettled Friday, and Saturday looks pretty darn nice too. So we got some nice stuff on the way after getting through this last couple of days with the heat, humidity, and poor air quality. We'll keep you up to date on the timing of the storms as we go through the day on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
All right, Dean, if you work at a city-run hospital or other city-run health facility, Mayor de Blasio is about to give you a choice. Samantha Liebman has more live from City Hall this morning. Sam?
Yeah, Lee, that choice, get vaccinated or submit to weekly COVID testing. That's what the mayor is expected to formally announce later today. While 70% of healthcare workers across the city are vaccinated, at the city-run hospitals, it's about 60%, even though healthcare workers were the first to be offered the vaccine starting last December. The mayor clearly frustrated yesterday.
Come on, people. It's time to step forward, and we're going to make that real clear.
This is the COVID case count in the city, nears about 600 people a day, creeping toward a 2% test positivity rate driven by that Delta variant, which has brought renewed calls for indoor mask mandates. The mayor standing firm on not going there.
I think it is a problem to say to people, you did the right thing, but now you got to put your mask back on. Why is this hard? Just go get vaccinated. This is not difficult.
Now, this new policy expected to go into effect in August. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at City Hall.
You're still supposed to wear a mask in the subway, but more and more riders are not doing that. So the Reminder Squad is out, as Roger Stern reports, live from the Atlantic Terminal Station in Brooklyn this morning. Roger?
That's right, Lee. Volunteers were here yesterday handing out masks and asking strap hangers to wear them. There would have been no problem convincing this person, who tells Channel 7 Eyewitness News, she's happy going along with the rules.
I just feel more comfortable wearing the mask in general.
The MTA also handing out masks on the Long Island Railroad and Metro North. This as the Delta COVID variant drives up cases among the unvaccinated, while at the same time, Transit Chief Customer Officer Sarah Meyer says mask wearing is falling off.
Unfortunately, as we see across the country, there are still those that refuse to wear masks and don't find them to be medically necessary.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live at the Atlantic Terminal Station in Fort Greene.
A woman was just standing on a street in East Harlem yesterday afternoon when she was grazed by a bullet fired during some kind of dispute nearby. Happened on Lexington Avenue at 126th Street around 4 p.m. The shooter or shooters took off. I'm still looking for him or them. The woman's in stable condition at Harlem Hospital with a graze wound to her back. There's a $10,000 reward up now for the hit-and-run dirt biker who left a four-year-old boy in critical condition in Queens.
The police continue to hunt for the person who critically injured the four-year-old child early Sunday evening. The police say it was a motorized, gas-powered type of dirt bike that was speeding through a parking lot in Flushing Meadow Corona Park. There is a $10,000 reward for information about the case. The child was left unconscious in the parking lot. Chief Kim Royster says dirt bikes and ATVs are illegal and dangerous.
At any time, pedestrians or other cyclists can be walking or riding, and these particular devices are speeding through the streets.
The boy is in critical condition and hospitalized, though there is some improvement. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at police headquarters.
If you own a China shop on Long Island, you might want to keep an eye out for a 1,500-pound bull that escaped from a halal slaughterhouse in Manorville. It's still on the loose as of this morning. Frankie Floridia of Strong Island Animal Rescue is hoping the bull can be captured without anyone getting hurt, including the bull.
We're hoping not to hear that he went on Sunrise Highway. We're hoping to just hear he's just sitting down somewhere. We just want this to turn out well for everybody. We don't want to have a car accident caused because of him. We don't want to have him get hurt. So all in all, we just want to just make this as fast and easy as possible.
They did have to close part of Sunrise Highway at one point during the search yesterday. It's being conducted on horseback and from helicopters. They're even using thermal imaging. If you're listening, Bull, you can give yourself up and you will not be sent back to the slaughterhouse. Instead, you will be taken to a nice animal sanctuary. That's what they're telling us anyway. So give yourself up. You are surrounded. Moo.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.